Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. Voltaire is credited in saying that religion is the chief cause of all sorrows of humanity. Everywhere, it has only served to drive men to evil and plunge them into brutal miseries. It makes a history of the picture of human follies. I obviously did not know Voltaire, but I've heard him quoted and have never been overly impressed with his ideas. As far as I know, Voltaire is dead, as all those who have gone before him and all those who live today and will ever live will be as well. Voltaire could control some things, but not all things, and in the end, just like the beginning, he was helpless. And now he has time to experience the reality of the philosophy he developed while he was alive. On the other hand, Jesus, whom Voltaire did not recognize as God, was crucified, buried, and rose again, and again into the sky, to experience death never again. Many people saw Jesus conquer death, something Voltaire was powerless to accomplish. I cannot be impressed by anyone who has decided that God is not God, for all knowledge, understanding, and wisdom starts with God. He is the creator and sustainer of all life, and one day all will know this, even those who have denied his existence. We must remember that rhetoric and fluency of language are not criterion for truth. And in fact, truth can be uttered by those who stammer, cannot complete a sentence, or have limited education. This is because truth has a characteristic of being discovered, and all men have the capability of discovering it. Actually, I think that the truths that are found in the Bible are simple enough for someone in lower elementary classes to be able to grasp their meaning. At the same time, the truths expressed in Scripture are profound enough to have the educated pontificate about them for years. To many liberals, Christianity is evil. I find it amusing that something that tells us to care for widows and orphans is considered evil by those who think that the destruction of the most innocent lives, unborn babies, is a good thing. It seems as if liberals are against anything and anyone who has absolute authority, because one who has real authority can and will call them on their lifestyle. The liberal press worships tolerance while displaying intolerance, inclusion, while practicing segregation and equality, while they fuel a self-defined intellectual caste system because their weakness is their so-called dependency on God. There was a time where only the most ardent enemies of Christianity spoke against God's word, but now it seems many have picked up the pagan soundbites and wheeled them around as if they make sense. They do not. The Bible says, "In the beginning God," in Genesis 1:1. It doesn't say, "In the beginning Dave." That makes a big difference. This is Dave Wager with the leadership team of Relate365.com, a division of SilverBirchRanch.org on the Nicolay Bible Institute campus.